You ever hear about like a game with stakes so high it could actually cost you your life?
Oh, wow.
We're going to do a deep dive today into a case from 1963,
Okay.
Commonwealth v. Atencio. It's a
Interesting.
landmark decision for Massachusetts that really makes you think about the line between recklessness and manslaughter and even firearm possession.
I see.
Like, imagine this: a group of young guys out drinking, and then they decide to play Russian roulette.
Oh,
One
jeez.
guy ends up dead, but
Right.
no one was like actually trying to kill him. So how does the law decide who to blame, especially when it's a group thing and it's hard to tell who's really responsible?
Yeah, it's a really tough question. How do you assign blame when everyone's kind of involved?
Exactly.
Atencio is a really interesting case because it gets at this question of shared responsibility, especially when something terrible happens, but it seems like just a horrible accident.
And to understand the legal stuff, let's start with the basics. There are four guys involved. Stuart Bridge, he's the victim, his brother Ronald, and then the two guys who get charged, James Atencio and James Marshall.
Okay.
They're all hanging out drinking in Boston when things go really wrong.
Right.
Now, it's not totally clear who brought the gun or how they even started playing this Russian roulette game, but we know that Marshall and Atencio, they both took turns, pointed the gun at their own heads, and pulled the trigger.
Wow.
They got lucky, the gun didn't go off. But then Stuart Bridge, he takes his turn, and well, you know what happens.
Yeah, that's where this goes from a tragic accident to a legal case, right?
Exactly.
Atencio and Marshall get charged with manslaughter and carrying a gun illegally. They try to fight it, and the case goes all the way up to the highest court in Massachusetts, the Supreme Judicial Court.
And that's where it gets really interesting, right?
Yeah.
The court says they're guilty of manslaughter, but then they throw out the gun possession charges. It seems like they're saying, yeah, you're responsible for the death, but not for actually having the gun. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, how do they separate those two things?
Right.
It all comes down to how the law is interpreted and what the words in the law really mean,
Okay.
which is a huge part of this case. But before we get into that, let's look at why they were found guilty of manslaughter in the first place.
Okay.
The court really focused on this idea of wanton or reckless conduct.
So what does that mean? Like, it sounds bad, but what were they doing that was so bad in the eyes of the law?
Yeah, it basically means you're doing something on purpose or even not doing something when you know it could cause serious harm. Think about driving way too fast near school.
Oh, okay.
You might not be planning to hit someone, but you're creating a situation where it's really likely to happen.
Right.
In this case, the court used really strong language. They said wanton or reckless conduct is when there's a high degree of likelihood of substantial harm.
So even though Bridge volunteered for this crazy game, the court thought Atencio and Marshall were responsible because they kept the game going.
Right.
They basically made it almost certain that someone would die.
Yeah, it wasn't just being in the room. They were actively involved in how dangerous it was. The court called this concerted action, meaning they were working together to create the risk.
So it's not just about bad decisions. It's about how those bad decisions become way worse when you have a bunch of people egging each other on.
Exactly.
It makes me think of like hazing or even those dangerous stunts you see on social media. The peer pressure and the encouragement, it all makes things more dangerous.
That's a really good point. The Atencio case is a great example of how what one person does can affect the whole group, even if no one was trying to cause the tragedy. And that brings us to another key part of what the court said. You have a duty to avoid danger. They said Atencio and Marshall should have stopped the game. They were legally obligated to not let it continue, even though Britch wanted to play.
That's a tricky one, right?
It is.
Like, how far does consent actually go when someone could die?
It's a tough question. The court was basically saying that even if you have the right to make a dumb choice, other people have a responsibility to stop you, especially when it's a life or death situation.
So if they had just been watching, would that have been enough to convict them?
Probably not. The court was looking for more than just being there. They wanted to see that they were part of creating the danger. Imagine you hand someone a loaded gun and tell them to play Russian roulette. Even if they agree, are you really off the hook if they get killed?
That's a powerful point.
The court in Atencio seems to be saying no.
So just because someone takes a risk, it doesn't mean everyone else is free from blame. Consent isn't like a magic legal shield when what you're doing is so obviously reckless.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the manslaughter part of the case, but what about the gun charge. How did they get away with that?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's where the specific words in the law become really important, you know, especially for lawyers.
Right.
It all comes down to that one word, carrying.
Okay.
The charge was carrying a firearm illegally, and the court was really strict about what that word means.
So even though they were holding a loaded gun and using it in this crazy game, that wasn't carrying, according to the law.
Right. They said carrying means actually moving or transporting the gun. Like, think about the typical case where someone's carrying a gun on the street.
Okay.
That's different from what happened in Atencio.
Right.
They were just in that one room, and they only handled the gun for a short time.
So the fact that it all happened in one place, kind of like a closed environment, that actually helped them. It wasn't like they were waving the gun around in public or threatening anyone else.
Exactly. The court seemed to focus on the fact that they were only holding the gun for a moment in that one spot. It wasn't like they were planning to take it somewhere else or use it against anyone.
So even though what they did was dangerous, the way they handled the gun didn't technically count as carrying it illegally.
Exactly.
That's so interesting how one word, carrying, can totally change the outcome of the case. It makes you realize how much power lawyers have to argue about what the law really means.
Right.
And how that can really affect their clients.
It's like they're like legal detectives looking for clues in the law and using those clues to build their case.
Right.
In Atencio, the lawyers successfully argued that what their clients did didn't really fit the legal definition of carrying a firearm, even though their actions were super reckless and had terrible consequences.
It's amazing how the court balanced those two things.
Yeah.
They knew it was dangerous, but they also knew they had to stick to what the law actually said.
Exactly. And this part of the decision shows how important it is for lawyers to understand how laws are interpreted.
Okay.
It's not just about knowing the law. It's about knowing how to apply it to real life where things aren't always so clear cut.
So thinking like lawyers here, what are some of the big takeaways from Atencio?
Well, I think the most important one is that even if everyone agrees to do something risky, it can still have serious consequences, legally speaking.
Huh.
The court in Atencio was very clear about that.
Right.
Consent doesn't mean you get a free pass if something terrible happens.
So even if everyone says, yeah, let's do this dangerous thing, if someone dies, you can't just say, well, they knew the risks.
Exactly.
The law knows that sometimes we need to protect people from their own bad choices, especially when someone could get killed.
Exactly. And I think another key takeaway is how being in a group can make people do reckless things.
Right.
Atencio shows how one person's actions can affect everyone else. And for lawyers, this means you have to show how each person's actions contributed to the danger.
Okay.
It's not enough to just prove they were there. You have to show how they encouraged the behavior, participated in it, or even just let it happen.
So it's not just about what they did. It's about the whole situation.
Right, and how their actions affected everyone else.
Okay.
And I think the biggest takeaway, the one that really makes you think, is this. When does just being around when something dangerous is happening make you guilty?
It makes you think about all the times you might have seen something risky happening, but you didn't do anything.
Right.
Did you make the right decision? Where's the line between minding your own business and stepping in when you know something's wrong?
That's a really important question we all need to think about. And Atencio, with its tragic ending and complicated legal stuff, really makes us face that question.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the law. It's about thinking hard about our own choices and how they affect others.
So we've talked about why they were found guilty of manslaughter, why they got off on the gun charge, and some of the bigger ideas about law and ethics in this case.
Right.
But there's one more thing I want to talk about, the dissenting opinion.
Oh, right.
Not all the judges agreed with the decision, and their opinions add another layer to this already fascinating case.
Right. You know, in any case like this, there are always going to be different opinions.
Yeah.
And Atencio is no different. One of the judges who disagreed with the majority actually thought they went too far in blaming Atencio and Marshall for Britch's death.
Hmm.
The dissenting judge basically felt that Britch knew the risks and chose to play the game, so he was responsible for what happened.
So it's like, if you play, you pay.
Yeah, kind of. The dissenting judge felt that because Britch volunteered, the other guys couldn't be held responsible for his death.
Interesting.
The dissent really focused on the idea that everyone has the right to make their own choices, even if they're dangerous.
Uh-huh.
They argued that while what the defendants did was stupid and reckless, they shouldn't be blamed for Britch's death because he decided to play.
So it's a different way of looking at it than the concerted action idea.
Exactly.
The majority saw a group of guys creating a dangerous situation together, but the dissent saw a bunch of individuals, each making their own choices.
Yeah, and that's where they disagree. The dissenting judge basically said that the law shouldn't punish people for the bad choices of others, even if they were influenced by the group.
But then how do you balance personal freedom with protecting people from their own bad decisions?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Atencio, with all its different perspectives, doesn't really give us a simple answer.
Right.
It's more about making us think about these issues, about personal choice versus responsibility for the group.
It's like the case opens up a whole conversation about things like consent, what recklessness really means, and who's really to blame when a crime is committed.
Exactly. And I think that's why Atencio is still relevant today.
Yeah.
It's not just about that one tragic game of Russian roulette. It's about things that are important to all of us. How people behave, who's responsible when something bad happens, and how the courts should handle risky behavior.
So to wrap up this deep dive into Commonwealth v. Atencio, what are some things our listeners should take away from all this?
Well, the first thing is that actions have consequences, even when you're with a group.
The concerted action concept reminds us that what we do individually can add up to something bigger.
Right.
And it shows that just because someone agrees to something doesn't mean you're off the hook if things go wrong.
So you can't just say it wasn't my fault when you're part of a dangerous activity.
Yeah. If you're part of the problem, you're also part of the solution, or in this case, part of the consequences.
And another important thing is the power of language in the law.
Definitely. The Atencio case shows how one word can make a huge difference in a case.
Right.
And it shows why lawyers need to be so careful about how they interpret those words.
Like we said before, that one word carrying was everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And lastly, I think Atencio really makes us think about personal freedom and how far the law should go to protect people from their own bad choices, even when they seem to agree to the risk.
It's a conversation that goes way beyond this one case.
It does.
It makes us think about personal responsibility, being accountable for the group, and how much risk our society is willing to tolerate.
I couldn't agree more. This deep dive into Commonwealth v. Atencio has been really thought-provoking.
It has.
We've looked at what happened, the court's decision, and the dissenting opinion that gave us a different way to think about who's responsible.
It's definitely a case that sticks with you.
It is.
It makes you question what you believe about risk, choice, and where the line is when it comes to consent.
And maybe that's the biggest lesson from Atencio.
Yeah.
It's not just about criminal law. It's about human nature.
Hmm.
The choices we make, the things that happen because of them, both for ourselves and for others.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.